Hello, my name is Nhi, and I'm from Class 35B. I'll be holding a short podcast about Harry Potter's franchise and its novels. Harry Potter is a franchise written solely by J.K. Rowling, otherwise known as Joanne Rowling. It was first published by Bloomsbury on the 26th of June, 1997. And over the course of years, over 600 million copies of the books have been sold worldwide, taking the number one spot for best-selling book franchise ever to this date. The novels fall into the genre of fantasy literature and qualifies a type of fantasy called urban fantasy, contemporary fantasy, or low fantasy. They are mainly dramas and maintain a fairly serious and dark tone throughout, though they do contain some notable instances of tragic comedy and black humor. Warner Brothers Pictures adapted the original seven books into an eight-part namesake film series. In 2016, the total value of the Harry Potter franchise was estimated at $25 billion, making it one of the highest-grossing media franchises of all time. The success of the books and films has allowed the Harry Potter franchise to expand with numerous derivative works. A traveling exhibition that premiered in Chicago in 2009, a studio tour in London that happened in 2012, a digital platform on which J.K. Rowling updates the series with new information and insight, and a trilogy of spin-off films premiering in November 2016 with Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. That's all the quick information I want to give you. Now onto the actual subject of this podcast. If the Harry Potter books had been based in the Middle Ages, I don't think it'd be any different from what it is at the moment. Since most fantasy-based books involving wizards and such are based in those times. But if they were to be played in the Middle Ages, it would alter the story a little bit, because there'd be no magical bus to take him to the train station itself. There wouldn't even be a train station at all. So he'd have to use something else, like a wall instead of a hidden castle hall, maybe. After Harry goes through the castle walls, he'd get to the wizard school called Hogwarts. Also, the way they speak would be more like elegant and outdated, perhaps. There would probably also be a king, but I'm unsure if he would be part of Hogwarts or even know about its existence at all in the first place. But if the king were to attend, he'd probably be the principal like Dumbledore, who's the original principal in the books and in the movie. But even if I say all this, I doubt the story inside of the wizard world would differ that much. The people there would maybe wear a more older uniform, like rags, but not a lot would change about the original story. So maybe like the people in the paintings that are supposed to be dead would actually be alive, like in the physical world. But I don't think a lot would change. I think it would just continue like the original movie or books will go. Thank you for listening to my sum up of Harry Potter and its franchise and its novels and movies and all of that stuff, and listening to why I think the movie or books would be like if they were in the Middle Ages. I hope you enjoyed listening, and I hope you have a great day.